You're listening to SBS News.
As the election campaign nears its end, Labor has made another announcement, this time from the heart of Western Sydney. Opposition spokeswoman for communications, Michelle Rowland, made the announcement regarding SBS Sydney headquarters from Bankstown in Sydney's west.
I'm delighted to announce that if elected, a shortened Labor government will conduct a feasibility study into the relocation of the SBS from its current location to Western Sydney.
Labor has said the feasibility study is estimated to cost around $500,000 and is in addition to a previous commitment that it will provide $20 million to SBS for Australian content and provide $2 million to SBS to upgrade systems to provide audio description for blind and low vision Australians.
So what we'll be looking at in this feasibility study is this a good idea? Does it stack up financially? Does it stack up economically? So that's the important first step to take. And we would also envisage that as part of that feasibility study, we would be looking at some competitive tension between the many different councils in Western Sydney.
The population of Western Sydney comes from more than 170 countries and speaks more than 100 languages. Local councils have already thrown their support behind the proposal, including the city of Canterbury, Bankstown, saying the move would open up a range of opportunities for the region. Mayor Carl Asfer says the potential relocation to the heart of multicultural Sydney would closer align SBS to its charter and a large part of the broadcaster's demographic.
I can tell you as the mayor that we'll be putting our hand up to have SBS here in Canterbury Bankstown, and we're ready to accommodate the studios, the jobs and the economic input and output that it will bring to the city of Canterbury Bankstown and to Western Sydney generally.
Michelle Rowland says the relocation of SBS headquarters would allow it to expand its content development and provide areas for community use.
This is something that has been talked about for a long time. It is a Labor government that will examine its feasibility and, if that feasibility proves positive, bring it to fruition for the betterment of all SBS consumers, for all Australians, and in particular, being reflective of the wonderful multicultural community that we have here in Australia and particularly in Western Sydney.
Western Sydney Leadership Dialogue Chairman Christopher Brown put the suggestion to Federal Opposition Leader Bill Shorten last year. Mr. Brown says Labor's announcement is long overdue and can deliver positive social, economic and creative outcomes for the region.
How appropriate that the multicultural broadcaster be bedded somewhere in the middle of multicultural Western Sydney. And I can guarantee, as Carl Asfer just said, cities across the West will be lining up, bidding hard, coming to a future Minister of Communications and Government to make their case for how they can house SBS.
Natasha Kallios, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.